Welcome to the Andrea Kaye Show. She's blonde, 5'2", and 102 pounds of dynamite in a dress. Here she is, Andrea Kaye.
Welcome to tonight's Andrea Kaye Show. Happy Monday. Ashley, happy total solar eclipse day. I'm curious to hear from any of y'all if you watched it today. If you did, hopefully you used some of them special glasses. But then I saw that some of the glasses that were sold had like a defect in it. So hopefully none of y'all got any of the bad glasses. And then there was this whole thing about that the tract, I guess, that it was going to be on was actually shifting. There was a lot of cloud cover. But I know that there was so much hype over today, lots of excitement. So definitely want to hear from you guys. Email me at AndreaKayShow.com, AndreaKayShow.com. If you watched it, if you enjoyed it, what'd you think of it? Were you excited? It's going to be probably, I think they said, another 20 to 25 years before we have another one. So if you care about such experiences, hopefully you got a chance to enjoy it today. I tell you what is some people, I'm a little confused by some of the reaction, some of the mixed experiences in terms of a reaction to Trump's statement that he issued yesterday about abortion. We're going to get into that and so much more on tonight's Andrea Kaye Show. If you missed any part of it, download the podcast wherever you get your pods. And again, email me at AndreaKayShow.com, AndreaKayShow.com. Joining me as always every night of the week, whether he's got his special glasses on or not, is the always nutritional, always yummy, always super good for you. It is DJ Sesame Broccolini.
I'm as mad as hell. I'm not going to take this anymore.
So apparently Sonny Hostin just blames it on climate change, this eclipse. And then I think it was Joy Behar who said, or no, maybe they were talking about the earthquakes too. Sonny said, it's also the earthquakes though, you know, because the ground never quakes. And then Joy said something like, well, the quake happened in the earth, so climate change is not relevant there. And they all sat there and said, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm bummed I missed the whole episode, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah. You know what? If they're going to talk about the earth quaking, you know, can the earth just not open up and swallow up them fools on The View? Because to have it even come out of their mouths that there's even the possibility that an eclipse had to do with climate change. I mean, how are these haints still on the air? You know what? We're talking about them. So maybe that's why they're on the air. Maybe it's a psychological operation. We're going to put these dummies on there, one of which who's so anti-Semitic that she changed her name from Karen Johnson to Whoopi Goldberg because she literally thought having a Jewish last name was going to get her more gigs in Hollywood, even though she's black. I mean, that's how, yeah, the same gal whose boyfriend went in blackface. We're going to hire her and we're going to hire these other women and they're going to say dumb stuff all day long that is so stupid, so moronic that people are going to have no choice but talk about it. That's got to be what the PSYOPs game is, because that's it. Because they never get ever getting any attention for saying anything even remotely cogent or intellectual. They just don't. But I'm actually kind of scratching my head today by the response from many, including conservatives and Christians that I know and respect, to Trump's statement that he issued yesterday about abortion. And we can all agree to disagree. I'm open to having a good, you know, back and forth dialogue on this. I'm curious what you guys think about this. There has been the reason why. Although I'm not entirely sure, I think the reason why Trump made the statement yesterday on abortion, in spite of the fact that there is no metric right now, there's no polling out right now, there is nothing to indicate that abortion is even in the top five of issues for Democrats, independents, or Republicans. By and large, if you look at the primary results that have come out in the exit polls, all the general polling taking place, it is the economy, it is the invasion that are the two driving forces for voters in the country today. But I think it's because of that and that the left knows that they cannot sell the truth of their agenda. They know that they can't sell the results of their agenda. They cannot go to the American people and say, we are on board with and are orchestrating the rape and the murder of Americans and the economic demise of America. And we are bringing in and implementing the great replacement of Americans with all these illegals from 150 countries around the world. They can't sell that. But the one thing that they think that they can sell to Americans is the murder of babies. And so ever since Trump became the nominee, they have been and it's not just the Democrats, by the way, it's the Never Trumpers, the DeSantis team, the Lindsey Grahams that have immediately been trying to put Trump on the spot to take the issue back away from the states and take it to D.C. and centralize it. Before I get into even more analysis on that, I want to go ahead and play the part of the statement that he made yesterday. Sesame.
Many people have asked me what my position is on abortion and abortion rights, especially since I was proudly the person responsible for the ending of something that all legal scholars, both sides, wanted and, in fact, demanded be ended. Roe v. Wade. They wanted it ended. It must be remembered that the Democrats are the radical ones on this position because they support abortion up to and even beyond the ninth month. The concept of having an abortion in the later months and even execution after birth, and that's exactly what it is. The baby is born, the baby is executed after birth, is unacceptable, and almost everyone agrees with that. My view is now that we have abortion where everybody wanted it from a legal standpoint, the states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both, and whatever they decide must be the law of the land, in this case, the law of the state. Many states will be different. Many will have a different number of weeks, or some will have more conservative than others, and that's what they will be. At the end of the day, this is all about the will of the people. You must follow your heart or, in many cases, your religion or your faith.
First thing, there's a lot in there. That was a compilation taking four or five key aspects of the 4 minute or 5 minute long statement that he gave. First of all, he had to issue a statement. Even though abortion is not one of the top issues, because the left is making it an issue, and so did the Republican Party. One of the first things Ron DeSantis did was to try to, I signed a 6-week ban in Florida. Trump, would you sign a ban in D.C.? What? Actually, even before that, as soon as Roe v. Wade was overturned, Lindsey Graham was talking about a 15-week ban in D.C. Let me ask everybody who's upset at Trump today. All these articles, all these conservatives today saying that Trump threw pro-lifers under the bus. This man did what was absolutely unthinkable. He got Roe v. Wade overturned. One of the main arguments the conservatives have had since Roe v. Wade became law was that it was bad law and that it was centralizing and giving 9 dictators in robes power over an entire country. And yet now, Republicans, for some reason, want to take us back to that. I don't understand. Trump's a threat to democracy. Trump's a threat to democracy. But conservatives will go, but we're not a democracy. We're a republic of states. And yet Trump does something that's in line with a republic of states and takes it back to the states, and conservatives aren't happy. Trump did what you have been wanting to be done since Roe v. Wade. He got it back to the states. And now it's back to the states and you're mad at him? I don't even understand this. It's insane to me. Help me to understand why the one thing that got him elected in 2016, he said, I will overturn Roe v. Wade. We don't believe you're a conservative. We don't believe you're pro-life. I'm going to get Roe v. Wade overturned. Here's the judges. Here's the names of the ones that I'm going to nominate, and I'm going to get it done. And he gets it done, and now you got a problem with it? Make that make sense to me. Email me at andreakshow.com. I mean, honestly, make that make sense to me. The power is back in the hands of the people. Oh, but when it comes to this issue, look, I get it. I'm pro-life. But either you believe in it being a republic of states or not, I understand the argument that when it comes to pro-life and it comes to not being murder, that needs to be against the law everywhere. Well, you have an opportunity to make that to be against the law everywhere by doing it at the state level. You have that opportunity. The problem is, in most Republican states, like in Ohio, which is supposed to be a Republican state, Republicans did not want, they wanted, let me say it this way, Republicans wanted abortion. The only argument to take it back to DC is to take the power away from the people. That's the only argument. And the problem I have with that is that you take it back to DC and it's going to end up being right back where Roe v. Wade is. At what point has the Republican Party ever delivered to you anything that you wanted? You think you're going to get what you want out of this Republican Party by taking abortion back to DC? The Republicans will end up compromising and going along with abortion up to the seventh month. Anything you want to add so far, Sesame?
Yeah, I mean, I think most of the people who are going after Trump right now really just want to have it both ways, and they just want to attack him, including Mike Pence, who put out a ridiculous tweet about this being a giant slap in the face to the millions of pro-lifers that voted for Trump in 16 and 20. But I will say there is a part of me that understands there is some reasonable discussion to be had about the fact that abortion is different because in this country we do guarantee to you the right to life. And if you believe that life begins at conception, then I could understand someone saying, well, the president shouldn't just ban it or whatever, but we could go through Congress maybe and push for a personhood amendment to protect people from moment of conception until moment of natural death, which is something I would personally like to see happen. But I mean, generally,
doing it through a personhood amendment is a great idea.
But there is a big difference, though, to your point about the irrational outrage against Trump. If that situation even happens, then it's not a matter of going to Trump. It's a matter of going to Congress, to legislators. I'm calling for legislation, not for an executive order from the president,
I know,
which would federalize. So it is
my concern, right? And my concern with legislation is, the people that are upset today at Trump is because Trump is leaving it at the states. Mm-hmm. And he said that he believes in exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother. That is actually a more conservative position than Lindsey Graham, who wants a 15-week ban. The pro-life people who are angry today are going to get even less of what they want when it goes back to DC, if it goes back to DC. So being angry at Trump today makes no sense. It's not rational and it's not reasonable. It's almost as though if you're angry at Trump today, really, really take a moment to really think about what you're angry about. Because it doesn't make sense. If you're angry that this country doesn't want a personhood amendment, then be angry at this country. Trump is the most pro-life president we've ever had. His position today is the most pro-life we've ever had of any president. He got Roe v. Wade overturned. He wants to leave it at the states instead of having to come back to D.C. to where, at the best case, we're going to get 15 weeks. How far long into a pregnancy is that? At least at the state level, we got, a six-week ban in Florida? We got a six-week ban in Texas? Far more conservative. See, and part of the problem is that conservatives don't want to have to do the work. They don't want to have to do any groundwork. They don't want to have to be being active anywhere in the streets. They want everything done for them. Part of the problem is laziness on the part of the conservative movement. We do not have a country right now that is on board with the idea of life begins at conception. We do not have a country that believes in that. So for Trump to say, I'm going to, as the head of the Republican Party, Trump could not get a border wall done. We just had the Republican Party write a check for the invasion. What do you think is going to happen if Trump supports bringing it back to D.C.? They want it back in D.C. so that they can expand abortion. That's what they want. We're going to take a break. We come back. We're going to continue the discussion because there was more said as a part of his statement that I want to unpack, as the cool kids say. And I'm going to bring Brian Maloney in for the discussion.
Andrea Kay, telling you like it is, while eating a donut, too. It's the Andrea Kay Show on The Answer San Diego.
Welcome back to tonight's Andrea Kay Show. Before the break, we were talking about Trump's statement on abortion. And I want to hear from you guys. Email me at AndreaKayShow.com, AndreaKayShow.com. The criticisms by conservatives and Christians today are that he said that it should stay at the states, and that he believed in the exceptions of rape, incest, and life of the mother. Many conservatives today, like Mike Pence and Lindsey Graham, are angry, which it comes as a surprise in a way, because returning it to the states has been the goal of Christians and conservatives. And while I understand, to me, why would you have an exception? Either you believe in life or you don't. This is the most conservative, most pro-life president we've ever had. He got done what people thought could not be done. And the risk of, and by the way, there's nothing stopping Congress from doing a person, from trying to do some kind of legislation. He's there, you know, co-equal branches of government. So I don't understand the conservatives today, so-called conservatives today, bashing Trump over this. I want to bring in good friend Brian Maloney of Red Wave America, because of course he's worked in so many campaigns and has been in media for many years. And it's always interesting, his take on all things political. Hello, Brian Maloney. Welcome
hey.
Back.
Yeah. How you doing?
Good. First of all, I have to ask you, I'm not sure if you're in the path of totality on this solar eclipse Monday, but did we enjoy solar eclipse Monday?
Well, so I was in the 90% zone, and Okay. Yeah, it was pretty interesting, but I just think the whole thing was overhyped, you know, and underdelivered. So, But it was still very interesting to watch, but you know, it didn't get all that dark here. I was surprised, but the people who went to the 100% zone, millions did, up to these tiny towns in the middle of nowhere. And I think it's going to be about 3 days before they get out of there with all the traffic. Is that worth it?
I don't understand. I mean, you know, I don't understand the hype, to be honest with you. I've never understood why anybody cared about seeing a comet cross the sky. I've never understood why anybody cared about an eclipse. It's like, you know, to me, you know, I'm a sunshine girl. Stick me on a rock in the sun, and anything that gets in the way of me having sunshine is a hindrance to me and a bother.
Exactly.
So I'm not really that interested.
My favorite thing
related to an eclipse, though, I got to tell you, is one of my favorite movies. It's Dolores Claiborne. And she took care of that ratty husband of hers thanks to an eclipse. So sometimes, Dolores, an accident is an unhappy woman's best friend. That's all I'm going to say on that. You've heard my thoughts so far, at least a little bit of it, on about Trump's statement on abortion. What is your response to his statement?
Well, I think that you were right. The goal all along was to overturn Roe v. Wade, which essentially would then send abortion back to the states. That was the conservative goal. So if that changed recently or somewhere along the way, nobody told me, because I thought that's where this was supposed to go. So if someone is saying we're going to nationalize that, bring that back to the federal government again, what was all this about then? But beyond that, I think that, you know, Trump is walking kind of a tightrope where he's trying to appeal to a lot of different groups. And the other problem is, you know, Democrats are going to stir up a bunch of, you know, white liberal female voters again on the abortion issue. And he knows that. So he's trying to figure out how to, you know, walk that tightrope without kind of undercutting what he said before. You know, it's politically, it's tough, But as you said, you run the risk of sounding insincere. You know, it's a, I don't know. It's not easy.
It's not. And he was not given any help at all. After Roe v. Wade was overturned, the Republican Party had an opportunity to go out and sell to the American people why this was good for them, that it was about freedom. And, you know, Riley said it'd be nice if we had, and I agree with him as somebody who believes in pro-life, it'd be nice if we could have a personhood amendment where we as a nation said that life begins at conception, because we know from science that it does. That's not where the sentiment is of this country, unfortunately. And so I don't think that there's any chance that it could get passed as an amendment to the Constitution, nor do I believe that if Trump was to say, yes, let's bring it back to D.C. and centralize it, that this Republican Party, who just wrote a check to the open border, the great replacement invasion, would do anything but deliver us, give the Democrats what they want on the issue. So, in fact, go ahead.
Well, yeah, no, Republicans are no longer really pushing any issues at all. I mean, the philosophical issues are gone. I mean, if I were to try to convince someone to vote Republican who is a Democrat right now, what would I tell them? You know, they're 1% less, you know, lunatics than Democrats. I mean, what would I say?
In fact, one of the big critics was Lindsey Graham. He was one of the ones who immediately after Roe v. Wade was overturned started pushing for it being centralized. Trump, and so he was critical of Trump today, and Trump posted on Truth Social, Senator Lindsey Graham should spend more time focusing on all the many people being killed because of our now non-existent border and the millions of people dying in senseless, never-ending wars that he constantly favors and promotes, and should spend less time on taking away our great Roe v. Wade victory of sending a complicated and controversial issue back to the states where, according to highly respected legal scholars on both sides, it belongs. The Democrats are thrilled with Lindsey because they want this issue to simmer for as long a period of time as possible. They are destroying our country, and they don't want to talk about inflation, a bad economy, the horrible open border, rigged elections, Afghanistan, Ukraine, Russia, or the attack on Israel, all of which would never have happened if I were president. Great job, Lindsey. I think that says it all, don't you?
Well, I think that's an excellent statement. And, you know, it just goes to show, I think Lindsey Graham at this point is the voice of a K Street kind of lobbyist kind of voice is what he is, you know, of the groups that seem to have, you know, bought and paid for the Republican Party. And we've lost the party to that. And we need to get it back and get a party again that is pushing issues. You know, why is it that we lost so much ground on abortion? Well, because we stopped really trying. We stopped making the arguments. You know, and I remember,
and we've certainly got a better opportunity in smaller areas like states versus, I mean, we don't have any chance of getting anything even remotely conservative done in D.C. We just don't.
No, and young people have only heard one side of the issue. I mean, at this point, mm-hmm. young people are not hearing conservative, you know, positions anymore. They're totally unaware of them. They just assume the left wing position is the only position, so that it's not so much they're against us. They don't understand that that's a position you could take. You've got to be out there trying to convince people of your positions. If you totally back off of everything, which the Republicans have done, and then you're shocked when, you know, nothing succeeds on election day. I don't know what to tell anybody.
Well, that's not very positive.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be so downbeat. I mean, we got rid of Rana. Okay. I mean, it's, I bet I'd like to see the new leadership, you know, kind of pushing forward fast here. And I'm not seeing that, you know.
Yeah. We're 6 months away and, you know, we've got, you know, all these never Trumpers still complaining and DeSantis and all this. And I don't know what to say to these people. You know, if you don't understand that we're 6 months away from this, it's like Ben Carson said recently when Nikki Haley, you know, needed to drop out of the race. And Ben Carson said, look, you know, come November, we're really at a fork in the road, and either we're going to go down a path that's from which we cannot recover, or we're going to go down a different path and it's going to be tough, but at least we have a chance to save this country. And, you know, Trump, I thought the statement today, yesterday was incredibly smart. I thought, because I've been saying all along that they needed to be selling that it's at the state, and that Republicans, if you are pro-life, go out and do the work. And that's something else that we have an issue with, Brian, is we've got an app. Part of the reason why people are criticizing him today and they want it done in D.C. is because we've got a whole lot of lazy people in the Republican Party who right. don't want to get out there and do any kind of activism. Speak to that.
Well, and that's exactly right. So, I mean, it's not only that, but we need, you know, we need the party to be focused on issues and to really go out there and state what those positions are instead of being afraid to take a stance on anything. But also, between now and November, these distractions that are occurring every single day that are designed to take conservative minds away from winning elections. You know, on social media, every day it's something new that is designed to make sure you're not paying attention to these races, you're not working toward anything in November, and you're distracted by things that aren't relevant to the country and winning these elections, which are critical for us. And that's the problem I have. Every day it's something stupid and new. Mm-hmm. And I try to reason with people, and no, they want to go down the rabbit hole instead. So, yeah. I mean, we can go down weird rabbit holes and lose our country, you know, or we can get focused.
Yes. Well, hopefully people are going to get focused.
I hope so, too.
All right. Well, Brian Maloney, Red Wave America. He's serving the veggies tonight, not the fried chicken, not the comfort food.
Sorry to be a downer. Not giving up yet.
We got to deal with reality, my friend. All right. Thanks for being here.
Okay.
All right. You guys stick around because we're going to shift gears. We're going to take it over to Dearbornistan. And where do you get a little load of what's happened? Everybody, conservatives are upset over Trump's statement today. They need to be outraged over something that was happening in Dearbornistan. We're going to talk about that when we come back.
Andrea Kay, telling you like it is, while eating a donut, too. It's the Andrea Kay Show on The Answer San Diego.
Welcome back to tonight's Andrea Kay Show. I'm just sitting here. I don't know why it makes me laugh to think that the last segment was kind of like, hey, thanks for that positive, uplifting segment, Brian Maloney. But you know what? Don't we all know that we're kind of in tough times right now, and we've got to do the hard work to take this country back. We've let it go too far. And, you know, it's what happens when you let things go. It's kind of like, to use a really tortured analogy, when you let things go and you put on a lot of weight because you stopped working out, and you know, during the holidays, you didn't work out and you just ate everything you wanted to eat, right? For a couple of months. And then, you know, you put the 10 pounds on, and, you know, or maybe even more. And then it's like, well, you know what? Now I got to get serious. You know, I got to take things back. And so that's kind of where we're at. Speaking of health, I wanted to tell y'all Saturday afternoon around 2 o'clock, I was getting ready to go to a wedding, and I reached into a drawer and sliced the tip of my index finger on my right hand. And first of all, I thought I was going to die. It hurt so bad. And then I looked down and it is so deep that I thought, oh crap, am I going to have to go get stitches? Because I will not be able to make the wedding. I will miss the wedding if I have to go and get stitches. That's how bad this thing was. And so I sat and I held onto it for a while with a towel that got really bloody. And then I thought, well, you know what? I'm just going to try my Nanosoma topical gel. And I got the gel out and I put it on it, and it stung like a, you know, stung like a bee. And I just sat there with it and I kept putting it on and putting pressure on it as it was bleeding. And by the time I left at 3 o'clock to go to the wedding, I didn't need a Band-Aid. Did not even need a Band-Aid. By yesterday morning, I can't even see it right now. No joke. And of course, I think that the it's not just that I had the topical gel on. I've been using my Nanosoma spray, which is all about the polycosinols putting that back into my body via the spray, and how it's just done so much for my energy levels and for me to feel good, and how I've pretty much cured my chronic sinusitis, didn't have the flu this year, and I'm just absolutely amazed and particularly glad I didn't have to put a Band-Aid on, because y'all know I reported about the poison that's in these Band-Aids. In fact, Sesame Broccolini, you were at the wedding Saturday night. Did you notice anything up with my finger?
Nope, not at all.
Nope. So it's pretty miraculous. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/AK. And I would get all three. I would get a 3-pack of the Nanosoma spray, the topical gel, and which is the same thing as the spray, but it's just in a thicker form. So if you have something external, and then the Metasoma face cream, get all three. Trust me, best thing I ever did for my life. Okay. I told you guys we're going to take a little trip to Dearbornistan. And this is one of the things that Trump said to Lindsey Graham, who, when Lindsey Graham was complaining against him today for his abortion position and leaving it at the states, which is conservative and enormous victory we never thought would see happen, that one of the things Trump said was, you know, maybe you need to be focused on, you know, something like the Islamic terrorist attack against Israel on October 7th. And there's not only are there too many conservatives and Christians upset at Trump today for this, there's too many that don't understand why that October 7 attack against us, against Israel, was also against us. You want to know why? Listen to the words of some Muslims in the United States of America on Al-Quds Day and what they had to say. I've got two clips here. Sesame, if we can start with the second clip in the stack.
We've been asked in the past, why are our protests on the International Day of Quds, why are they so anti-America? Why don't we just focus more on Israel and not talk so much about America? Gaza has shown the entire world why these protests are so anti-America. Because it's the United States government that provides the funds for all of the atrocities that we just heard about. And this is why Imam Khomeini, who declared the International Day of Quds, this is why he would say to pour all of your chants and all of your shouts upon the head of America. Malcolm X said, and I quote, "We live in one of the rottenest countries that has ever existed on this earth. It's not Genocide Joe that has to go. It's the entire system that has to go. Any system that would allow such atrocities and such devilry to happen and would support it, such a system does not deserve to exist on God's earth."
What they were chanting in the background was "Death to America." The same chant that they teach their children to chant every morning in the schools in Tehran. Because this is not just about what's going on in Gaza today. This is about the little Satan and the big Satan being the United States of America. They hate us. And we have brought them here into this country. How did it become nicknamed Dearbornistan? Oh, the refugee program, in which we have brought the Ilhan Omars here, who are not compatible, who do not come here to assimilate. No, they come here just like these are the same ones. Oh, Europe, you know, we're going to puff our chest out and virtue signal how much diversity is our strength. So then they went around and brought all these Muslims into Europe, shoved them into outlying areas, who then they set up their own governments and their own systems, and then have worked from within to completely destroy the Western countries for in which they invaded. I think infested is a better term. Sesame, play the next clip, please.
And so when these fools ask us if Israel has the right to exist, the chant "Death to Israel" has become the most logical chant shouted across the world today.
El Mot Israel! El Mot Israel! El Mot Israel! Imam Khomeini recognized that Israel is an evil settler colonialist project. He realized it is a cancer, and he established this day. Israel before this, brothers and sisters, was a sacred cow. Nobody could criticize Israel. Everybody was terrified of being anti-Semitic. Everybody was afraid of them. But now the people of conscience very openly will criticize Israel. They recognize Israel for what it is. Israel is ISIS. They are Nazis. They are fascists. They are racist. The people of the world now know this.
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine! From the river to the sea,
Palestine will be free.
That was about a 6 or 7 year old at the end chanting from the river to the sea. This is what's going on in the United States of America. They want Israel wiped off the map, and they want the United States wiped off the map. Anybody out there who thinks like Candace Owens and Tucker Carlson that what happened on October 7th doesn't have anything to do with us is stupid. It has everything to do with us. And this is not new. What's going on in Gaza, they're referencing Gaza. But what's going on in Gaza is a result of what happened on October 7th, where they slaughtered women, decapitated babies, cut babies out of women's wombs, and then killed them. And I'm very disappointed that IDF has pulled out of Gaza under pressure from the United States. But I'm not surprised, because if you understand your Bible, you know that Israel strikes a peace accord with the very people that will never, ever honor peace. I believe it was a mistake for Israel to pull out of Gaza. I want to know what you guys think. Email me, AndreaKayShow.com, AndreaKayShow.com. We're going to finish this discussion on the other side of the break.
K, dynamite in a dress, or just Andrea K, whatever you call her. She's on The Answer San Diego.
Welcome back to tonight's Andrea K Show. IDF is saying that pulling out of Gaza really didn't have anything to do with U.S. pressure, but it no doubt did, because the pressure amped up from the U.S. after 7 workers were killed over in Gaza, which, why even bother to go in and conduct a war if you're not going to continue that war when there's casualties? War brings casualties. It just does. And either be in it to win it or don't do it. What's the point? Because now Hamas is already declaring a victory. You're not going to stop them from hating us. Do you think that those people in the streets of Dearbornistan in our own country calling for the death of Israel and the death of America? We've got an open border with terrorists coming across here, and we've got our own citizens saying death to America, and that we're rotted and filthy and need to go, which is straight out of page, I don't know what, page, every page of the Quran. And here we are. I mean, what are your thoughts on this, Sesame? I'm kind of angry at Israel today. What has been accomplished here? Your thoughts?
I mean, I guess I can't truly know what they're thinking, but it is upsetting, and I don't think it's the right way to go. And I also think at some level, I mean, look, Israel, they know what they need to do. They need to quash Hamas immediately. And we should be behind them on that 100%. But whether we are or not, they know what they need to be, you know, they know what needs to be done. And there's only one way this movie ends. And it doesn't end with Hamas in power. They will be crushed, and they need to be. So I don't know what it is exactly, but I understand the anger, and I kind of sense that too. It's for me, I guess it's disappointment as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also a little bit of confusion. Like, what's the logic? What's the strategy? And it's also a little bit of, guys, just, you know what needs to get done. You don't need the peanut gallery's feedback. I mean, I love my country and I want us to support you, but whether or not the Biden regime does or doesn't, they know what needs to get done. Unfortunately, it seems like the Biden regime has been creating some roadblocks and has been putting a lot of pressure on them. But even still, I guess I'm just a little confused as well with, mm-hmm. with what exactly the reasoning is or the justification is and what the next step is. I mean, what's your plan here?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's just because what happens is every time there's some type of military engagement with these Islamists, if you don't completely wipe them out, they just come back even stronger and mm-hmm. more emboldened.
Mm-hmm.
Look, what did we get out of 20 years in Afghanistan? Now they've just got more money. We went over there and even let them make money off of their little opium fields. Not little, but, you know, I mean, now they have all the same power, if not more power, plus $80 billion of our equipment. So, you know, either we are going to, either you're going to be in it and completely annihilate them. The problem is we've lost our will as a nation. There was a time in which we would do a Jimmy Doolittle raid and drop a nuke and end things, right? How many civilians died at that point? But we ended the war, didn't we? You know, if we're not going to be in it to win it, then what we need to do is go isolationist. We need to round up anybody that's chanting death to America that we brought here and get rid of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Get them out of this country. No, we're too busy. We've got our government tracking anybody with secret portals. There was a report come out that there's some new secret portal that's the DCAS portal that's tracking anybody and surveilling anybody that purchases a firearm, wants the border secure. You know, those are the people getting tracked, not people out there in the streets chanting death to America. Now, that's cool, right? That's cool. It's just crazy. Do we have a good story to end on? What can we end positively on? I know. How about this? Donald Trump has... he came out today and he said, I blame myself for Lindsey Graham. Because the only reason he won in the great state of South Carolina is because I endorsed him. I mean, when Trump comes out and basically says, I'm sorry, I you know, when he comes out and basically admits a mistake like that, you're done. You're done. So at least that gave me a giggle. All right, we got a whole nother hour coming up here. So you guys need to stick around with us. We're going to read emails. I've got some emails to read for you guys. We're going to shift gears into some other topics. We've got Janet Yellen has said something kind of crazy today. We've got Biden made an announcement regarding student loans. We've got that to talk about today. So we've got more to get into, and we're going to do our best to find. I'm going to find a hero nominee. That's what I'm going to do. If it kills me, I'm going to find a hero nominee. So stick around. Hour two of tonight's Andrea K Show coming up. If you miss any part of the show, download the podcast, wherever you get the podcast. Email me at AndreaKShow.com. Don't forget, we have a 24-hour hotline, 844-814-5227. 844-814-5227. Come on back.